now. This will make me flashy. All right.
More introspective forms of our traditional culture, Shannó singing, old style singing in the Irish language from the west of Ireland, from Connemara. We have just a few areas left in Ireland, Gaeltachtaí, Irish-speaking areas, mostly along the west coast, one on the southeastern part of Ireland, where the language is spoken as the first language of the people, the Irish language, and there's a great lore that goes along with that language, a great storytelling tradition kept alive by the Shanachie, and there are very few of those left, unfortunately, and a great tradition of singing songs in an old style. And some of the mechanics of that style, the features of the style, go way back to our Celtic past. In fact, some of the qualities of Shan Nós, which means in Irish old-style singing, are shared by a lot of Mediterranean cultures and uncannily all the way back to India, showing the diffusion path of peoples that eventually ended up on the western part of Europe in counties like County Galway. This is a very old singing style with, as I said, roots in the dim, distant past, and it's great to have one of the great representatives of that style here with us in Augusta, teaching the Irish language and also teaching songs in the old style in the Irish language. She comes originally from Inverin in County Galway, and if you ever are in County Galway, make sure to take a trip out to Connemara. It's one of the most starkly beautiful parts of Ireland, with a very, very tragic history in many ways, in that it's very rocky terrain. An awful lot of the people have had to leave there over the years, and an awful lot of them went to England, and more again have come to America. Unfortunately, that's the story for most Connemara people, and has been for a long time. Well, Bridget Fitzgerald left Connemara, Inverin, went over to live in Boston, and she'd learned a lot of songs at home, songs in the house, and an awful lot of singers just learn in that way growing up, hearing their parents sing, hearing neighbors come and sing. This kind of singing was never performed on a concert stage until fairly recently. It was kept alive and nurtured in the small little houses of the small farmers of the west of Ireland. And that's where Bridget Fitzgerald learned how to sing, learned her songs, and then she ended up in Boston. And in the 1970s and in the 80s, she started to perform in public. Her first performance was at a folk mass in Boston. And since that time, she's blossomed and come out and was a member of festivals and concerts all over the country. She has been here in Augusta over the last 3 years, and I think they're finally set up for her. Please make welcome from Inverin and now from Boston, Bridget Fitzgerald.
Balayeri. Paltirubilug. Diarib, where's my Irish glass? Come on, answer me. I'm going to do a song in Irish called Aido Memoirach, a song I learned in school. It's a song about a man in love. There have been a few. Some of them may still be living. They'll kill me when I go back. But he lost the woman he loved. And he said she was the most wonderful, the most gorgeous thing he had ever seen. Aren't they all? And he said, isn't it wonderful for the ground that she walks on and the shoes she wears simply because her feet are in them? And isn't it wonderful for the man who is going to get her for his wife? And I guess it's not going to be him. So he's going to take off to the hills and stay there until the cuckoo sings in the spring. Aido me modu le fonion le legu Augustin me majoro We no slave August folk mem vano ek mrodas on til show August yun fair while on go loud and wild the morn no grieve on Tom of Rome of Lon and Ordnye, Fiends of Snow. santauro, no marna no ni nibona ins snav ins naglanta, no marga kvia nos king cardna ins road ye gal sierram. Oh, shoot my vins my cross, a din raw with three minchin. Is not even canoler, I mean my cross a coler. Is not even cantala, a shoe na broger. Snart fra vi vinken og ikar, ei av små krass og lep også. Skir helt alles, når man i akkurat trukt antra nåna. Skjønner. Thank you. This is a song called Stór Macri. A song I got from the singing of Willie Clancy, Piper from Clare. Needless to say, I don't sound a lot like Willie, but he inspired me to try it anyway. It's a song about immigration, and it's a parent, a mother talking to her son or daughter who is leaving for the United States, and giving her fair warning about supposedly the streets of gold. Things may not be as green on the other side as the son or daughter thinks it's going to be, and that she will always be at home waiting.
Storm free when you're far away from the home that you soon believe. 'Tis many a time by night and by day that your heart will be sorely grieving. For the stranger's land may be bright and fair, and rich in her treasures golden, but you'll find, I know, for the long, long ago, and a love that is never olden. As storm queen, the stranger land, there is plenty of wealth and wailing, while gems adorn the rich and grand, there are faces with hunger paling. When the road is weary and hard to tread, and the lights of their cities blind you, oh, turn a star to Erin's shore, and the one that you left behind you. As dawn in the evening sun, over mountain and meadow is falling, won't you turn away from the throng and list, and maybe you'll hear me calling, for the sound of a voice that is surely mine, for somebody's speedy returning,
Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to finish off with a song in Irish. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Oh, well. And I'm going to get a little help on this one from, that's not how I'm going to get a lot of help on this one, from Mark Stone. Come on, Mark. This is a song called Kaya Hanarigid, the old hag with the money. She was a woman from Connemara. She was widowed. She was an old woman. She was widowed. And the neighbors started speculating as to whether or not she was going to get married again. She was dating a younger man, you see. And they worried that he was going to drink all her money. And would she marry him? Would she not marry him? No, no, no. But she did. And lived happily ever after for a year or two. She was old. Thank you.
The cousin's team got yet only leans, the rohi got him, but she up in the car only fast, she turned in where it cool, you find your tissue like Kaya from that again. She the one more, or she could show Joey, she the one more, she Kaya from that again, she the one more, or while it is war, it's good at she cost, yeah, what if I shot again. Massin' to boss, and massin' to boss, and massin' to boss, a Kaya from that again, toss on the boss, a toss on the boss, and my toss it all, because Dolly Chen that again. She the one more, or she could Jojo, she the one more, she Kaya from that again, she the one more, or while it is war, it's good at she cost, yeah, what if I shot again. Karitska bosses, Karitska bosses, Karitska bosses, Pertir and Malish, Karitska bosses, Karitska bosses, Sean and Mush Warwick is more than you have seen. She the one more, or she could do joy, she the one more, she kind of from that again, she the one more, or while it is war, he's good at she cost, yeah, what if I shot again. She the one more, she call you from Madigan. She the one more, while it is war. It's good that she cost you a word if I shot again.
Maybe Bridget could work on that and we might have a more evolved version of that routine next year. Well, we're coming to the last spasm in the concert, and a mighty group of musicians are congregating even as I speak at the side of the stage. In fact, three of them are making the very first appearance here at Augusta. Not among that crew is our own Jack Cohn, who's come here for a good many years. And Jack is from the other part of County Galway, the eastern part, where there's a magnificent traditional music scene and has been for a great many years in the Woodford, Ballinakil area. And great fiddle players, great flute players, great accordion players, and great concertina players have been part of the music scene there over the years. And Jack emigrated to New York in 1949. Along with an awful lot of other people from Galway. And he worked on the railroads over the years, and he's now retired. And as many of you know, Jack, some years ago, received the highest award that a traditional folk artist can receive in America, the National Heritage Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. And it's great that the National Endowment for the Arts can recognize, has the wisdom to recognize, the magnificent cultural contribution of people like Jack Cohn from the Bronx. Donnie Golden and Winifred Horan will be back again. They're getting a workout tonight. And so will Jesse Winch. Jesse has been here for a good many years, playing the baron, teaching the baron, and also for 1 year he taught the drums. And he's been the organizer of the Cayley Band, the Augusta Cayley Band this week. And Jesse has played for a good many years with the group Celtic Thunder, the place for dances, and made some fine recordings, and they live in the Washington-Baltimore area. And Donna Long will be back as well, playing keyboards. And then we have our three newcomers to Augusta, and we have John Whelan, great accordion player, and I first heard John playing in London when I lived there in the late 1960s, early 70s, and at that point John was just in his teens, and he was a young prodigy at that time. Everybody was talking about what a magnificent accordion player that he was then, and of course he got better and better, won the All-Ireland title on the accordion, and eventually emigrated to America, and now lives in New York State, just north of New York City. Plays with a group called the Kips K. Cayley Band, and they're a great group to listen to and have fun with, and is also a magnificent solo player in his own right. It's great to have him here at Augusta. And also making his debut here is one of the great fiddlers on the East Coast, Willie Kelly from Northern New Jersey. And Willie comes from a very musical family. He's been playing at Cayley's and the dances and the concerts in the New York area for several years. And then we have a very distinguished guest coming all the way over from Ireland. And he's a great set dancer and a great set dance teacher, and he's a great musician too. But more than that, he's one of the few people who dances in virtuoso fashion, what's called Shan Nós, or old style Irish dancing. It's a looser form of Irish dancing than the institutionalized step dancing variety with the very rigid upper bodies. Much looser, it's an older style. And it's the Connemara style that he learned in his own family that he represents. And I speak of Mick Mulkern, who was roots in Scotland and in Ireland, and one of the great figures in Irish set and step dance at the moment in Ireland. So please make welcome John Whelan, Jack Cohn, Jesse Winch, Willie Kelly, Donna Long, Mick Mulkern, Donnie Golden, and Winifred Horan.
We're going to start off with a set of reels for you, and I have to look at my notes here because I can never remember the names of anything. And we're going to start off with a tune called the Cameronian Reel, and then an old tune that I guess we all started to learn when we started playing, a tune called the Bag of Spuds, very appropriate for an Irish reel, I guess. And we're going to start off, finish off that first set with a tune called The Red-Haired Lass, I guess, which is very appropriate for a lot of young Irish ladies. And we're going to have some dancers come out. We're going to have, I guess, Donnie and Winnie come out and give us a step on the last reel. Thank you. Having such a good time with this tunes and these guys here, I forgot to turn my mics on. So I just want to warn the sound guy. Can I turn this thing on? Okay. All systems go. I could have stopped, but it would have spoiled the fun. we're going to play a couple of hornpipes, and again, these are hornpipes that were very popular, certainly when I was playing music back home in England and Ireland. The first tune is called The Friendly Visit, which is kind of what this is for us down here in Elkins. We're having a great time. And we're going to follow that up with another tune called Dumfries. We haven't played it since the 70s. So. Thank you. Okay, we're going to play a couple of jigs for you. And we're going to start off with the a tune called Gallagher's and Castletown Corners. I asked Jack if he knew the names of these tunes, and he said he didn't, and about 20 minutes later he gave me the names of these tunes, so I'm not sure if he's making them up or not. But
no, they come back. They come back after all the years.
I wish they'd come back to me, because I don't. Slip jig. No, we're not. Okay. Well, we're going to play for you a slip jig now. And it's a really nice tune, and it's one of my favorites. I just learned it about 5 minutes ago. And I have no idea what this is called. Honest.
Oh, yeah, yes. We found out it's Sir Philip McHugh. That's good. It's a good slip jig too. And
even when it's not being danced to.
The dancer will come back.
Well, we kind of wanted to show you the difference between like a double jig and a slip jig, and hopefully you kind of picture it in your own mind. And we're going to finish off with a nice set of reels for you. And this is a really great tune. It's called Woman at a House. And I'd say 80% of the women in Ireland really like this tune a lot. And we're going to follow that up with a tune that's actually one of my favorites, and even more so now because we had a little boy around this time, and this is a tune called Christmas Eve, and my son came home to me on Christmas Day, so it's a really nice tune. You better like it. And then we're going to finish off with a tune called Come West Along the Road, which is how we got here in the first place. And we figured that would be appropriate. And we'd like to dedicate Woman at a House to Margot. Mm. And we were going to play the Rocky Road, but we don't know if it, you know, what it's going to be like. So maybe next year we'll play the Rocky Road.
She knows.
You know, it took us 13 hours to get here. You can understand why I'm in this kind of condition, I hope.